Charles II made an immediate impression. The new king's public persona could hardly have been more different from that of his father, let alone Cromwell's. His was a revolution of personality. A debonair 6-foot extrovert, he had spent his exile amid the hospitable French and Dutch courts. He was a libertine, a patron of the arts and sciences, and an avid commissioner of public works, the downside of which was a Stuart weakness for extravagance. More than 300 million people in the world speak English, and the rest, it sometimes seems, try to. It would be charitable to say that the results are sometimes mixed. Consider this hearty announcement in a Yugoslavian hotel. The flattening of underwear with pleasure is the job of the chambermaid. Turn to her straight away.